How many of you in here are willing to guarantee a loan for a stranger? We don't have note takers? Wow. How many of you would guarantee a loan for some of your relatives? There's some of you. For some of them. But you need to be careful. Because, in fact, let me put it to you like this. If you guarantee a loan for a friend, a relative, be willing to lose it all. Yeah, I mean, if you can say, okay, James is my relative, and he comes to me and says, Thurman, I got to have $1,000. Okay, he's my cousin or whatever. I say, okay, James, I'll give you $1,000. I give him $1,000. Now that when I give him $1,000, I give it to him in love. He said, I'll pay you back. I said, okay, fine. Okay, what if 2 or 3 years goes by and one day he calls and says, Thurman, I just can't pay you back that loan. I've just had a streak of hard luck, and I just can't pay you back. Now, then, what if I say, but you promised, and you said, and I got to have that next week. If I don't have it, I'm going to go under. Now, if I loaned it to him like that, I should have never loaned it in the first place. But if I loaned it to him, said, hey, and this is the attitude of my heart. I loaned it to him. If you don't pay it back, no big deal. It ain't going to hurt me. I got enough money to get by. And how much interest can I charge him as my brother?
None.
Ooh. None. I mean, I can. But if I do, I can't dwell in the secret place of the Most High, right, James? Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I can't charge my brother interest and abide in the sanctuary of the Most High. And that's what he said. He said that you can charge lost people interest if you want to, but your brothers, that's right, but your brothers, if you loan money to your brother in Christ, you cannot charge them interest. He said, if you do, you cannot abide in my sanctuary. Now, I want to abide in his sanctuary, don't you? Now then, here's the thing. If I loan my brother $1,000 with no interest, and he does pay it back in 3 years, like he said, or in a year or whatever, well, good. But if I loaned it to him in love, and he never pays it back, and I said, that's okay, brother. If it's hard luck for you, just go ahead and keep it. I'll be okay anyway. If I give it to him with no interest and just give it to him in love, guess what God's going to do for me? He's going to bless me somehow. That's right. He's going to do something that's going to bless me because I loaned it to a brother in need with no interest. In fact, in the long run, turned out to give it to him. Or if it had been James doing me, same way. You know, if I had had a streak of hard luck and I said, James, I sure would appreciate if you'd loan me $1,000. He said, sure, Thurman, no problem. When are you going to pay it back? I said, well, as soon as I can. I don't know, it may take me a year or 2 years or whatever, but I'll do the best I can. Well, in a year or 2 years, I hadn't paid him. He might call me and say, Thurman, you're going to pay me back that money? I said, yeah, I've just been real fortunate. I've just come in this money. I'm going to start giving you $100 a week and I'm going to pay it back. And I do. And he gets his money back. But he still can't charge me any interest. I got to give it to him exactly what I borrowed. I got to give it back to him. And because he loaned it to me with no interest, God said in the time that he loaned it, he can worship in the sanctuary. And I mean, that's what God said, wasn't it, James? It's written in the book. Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the thing about it is, when we loan people money, you know, and they don't pay it back, then sometimes we get into an unforgiveness toward them. You know, if they tell us we're going to pay it back and they don't pay it back, then if something happens and they can't, that's why I'm saying don't give it to them or don't loan it to them unless you can give it to them as a gift. Because if you have to have that money back and then they can't give it back to you and it brings you into a state of unforgiveness, then guess who's going to suffer? You are. You are, because that unforgiveness is going to bring a demon. Guaranteeing a loan for a stranger is dangerous. It is better to refuse them to suffer later. So if there's somebody even in your family that especially if you can't give them that $1,000, and they come and ask you to loan you that $1,000, and you really don't have it in the first place, you may have to go borrow some of it yourself. Just don't do it. Just say, I can't do it. I don't have it. You know, be truthful with them up front. I don't have the money. You're going to have to go somewhere else. Now, this scripture here in verse 16, I like this one a whole lot better in the King James, but I'm going to read it here first. I'll let you see the difference. Beautiful women obtain wealth. Now then, when I read that, I looked and I thought, okay. And it says, and violent men get rich. When I looked at this in the NLT, I thought, you know, I know some women that's not beautiful that are rich. But I do, if you find a woman that's beautiful and rich, boy, she's got it together. You know it? She's really got it together. You find a rich woman and a beautiful woman, like I said, whenever I wasn't married, whenever somebody said, would you ever get married? I said, well, under one condition. And they said, what's that? I said, well, if God brought me a woman, she'd first of all have to be beautiful. That's number one. Number two, she'd have to be very knowledgeable of God's Word. I mean, she'd have to be a superstar in God's Word. Now, this is if I'm doing the picking. You know, and then number three is she'd have to be filthy rich. You know, I mean, after all, I mean, why not shoot for everything, right? I mean, what's wrong with a beautiful, intelligent, rich woman, huh? I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that, right? But how many women do you know like that? Not very many. No, not very many. So, but anyway, I got 2 out of 3. You know, it's not bad. I got all three. Oh, okay. You hear that. She's putting words in my mouth. I'm not even going to repeat that. Oh, goodness gracious. But God knew exactly what I needed, and so this way I didn't have to go out and look. So by not having to go, because if I'd have been looking, I'd have wanted one that was beautiful, intelligent, and rich. Because, I mean, after all, why go for anything less than the best? But anyway, somebody said, well, you know, you don't meet the criteria either. I said, okay, that's neither here nor there. But it says, and violent men get rich. So I looked at both of those and I thought, Lord, I don't really understand that. So on verse 16, I went to the King James. I like the King James a whole lot better. The King James says, a gracious woman retaineth honor. Now that made a whole lot more sense to me. You know, she could have been beautiful or not beautiful. I know women that are gracious, and some of them may not be very pretty under the world standards, but those women are beautiful in what they are. Beautiful women, because they're gracious women and they retain their honor. You all see the difference between those two? You know, I really didn't like it too much in the NLT, that one. But when I went to the King James and read that, I thought, oh, Lord, I like this much better. And I even like the second part better. Strong men retain their riches instead of violent men get rich. Strong men. Men of integrity. Men that walk with God. Men that do what He says. Men that stand their ground when they know they're right. Men that are not wimps. Men that are not pushovers. Men that know who their God is. That love Him and serve Him and are not afraid to proclaim, He's my King, in front of anybody. Those men, they're strong men, strong in the Lord, and those men will retain their riches. Riches will not filter through their fingers like water. But you know, the average man today that's not a man of God, do you know, I can think, and I you can just stop and think, I can think of some of the football players and some of the basketball players and some of the sportsmen that are not men of God that have made $10-20 million a year. You know, that's not to be sneezed at, you know it? Most of us won't make that in a lifetime. But some of those men make that in 1 year. And do you know what? Some of them can't make it from year to year because somebody else is running their life and taking their money. So their money, they're having parties and doing all kinds of stupid things, and the money's just running through their fingers like water. Reach down in it, bring your hand up, there ain't nothing in it. But yet last year you made $10 million and you're broke. And you let a man of integrity, a man of God, a strong man in the Lord, let him make $1 million this year, And there'll be some of it left at the end of the year. He'll be able to hold on to that stuff. Is that not true? Absolutely. Or when I say men, I'm talking about women also. But strong men retain their riches, but a gracious woman retains honor. I really like that. Okay. Now then, let's go to the next ones there. Your own soul is nourished when you are kind, but you destroy yourself when you are cruel. Now think about this. Your own soul is nourished when you're kind. Does it pay to be kind to people? Because see, we don't understand that when you're not kind, when you're cruel to someone, there's something that we don't understand is going on inside yourself that's destroying you internally. And it's going to make you sick and afflict you. Now then, if you want to be sick, you want to be afflicted, just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep being cruel. Does it pay good dividends to be cruel? Not at all. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. You know, I remember one time when I was working as an engineer, I was making a pretty good wage, but I remember one of the managers that worked in the same place as me. I happened to hear him say one time what he made, and he made a whole lot more money than I did in a year. Whole lot more money. He'd been there a lot longer, and he was a well-known man, had a great education and everything else. And one day I asked him and his wife, I said, why don't you and your wife go to dinner with me and my wife tonight? I said, we would love to take y'all down to a restaurant to dinner and just talk. I wanted to talk to him about Jesus. And he thought we were going to go out, and when I said take them to dinner, he thought that they were going to buy their lunch, their dinner, and we were going to buy ours. I mean, I wanted to take them. You know, when I ask you to go to dinner, I plan on paying the bill. But he said, no, Thurman, we can't afford to go to dinner with y'all. I said, but it's not going to cost you anything. He said, what do you mean? He said, when we go to dinner, we always pick up our own tab. And he said, we don't have enough money to go out to eat.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.